Okay. Alright, so continuing now, we started talking about Menashe. So let's let's pick up from about six lines up from the bottom. We started talking about Menashe, might as well just start from the beginning. It's about six lines up from the bottom. The last word on the line is Menashe. First one line is S. So Menashe Shenoshe Ka. Navracher, Menashe Shehinchi as Yisrael La'avim. I already caused the Klal Yisrael to forget Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Umnalin de lo asa la'am li asa. How do we know that he doesn't get all on bad? It says Ben Shteimisre Shana Menashe B'malko, that he was 12 years old when he assumed the throne. The Chamishin V'chamish Shana Malach B'Yerushalayim, he reigned for 55 years. Ayas Asheira Kasher Asa Achav Melech Yisrael. So Ma'ach Achav Be'in Lo Chelak Malaba Ach Menashe In Lo Chelak Malaba. Okay. Rav Yehuda Omer, so we said it was a machlokas in the Mishnah, whether Menashe ultimately did tshuva and therefore would get a chilek maba, or if it was just that he got tshuva and he was returned to his malchus. So Rav Yehuda Omer Menashe yesh lo chilek maba. Shenem Rav Yispalo Menashe al Hashem v'chulei v'yosher lo, right, and he was returned to Yerushalayim. Okay, now disregarding the two dats, Amar Rav Yochanan u'shnei mikra echad darshu. They both are darshaning the same pasuk. Shenem Rav, as we find the pasuk in Yirmiyah writing. When the satim laza'ava, the kol mamuchos haaretz, the glal Menashe ben Chizkia. Okay, so umenasim laza'ava, and I put them for a za'av is like a horror, a terror, referring to the Melech Ashur, the kol mamuchos haaretz, the glal Menashe ben Chizkia, because of Menashe ben Chizkia. So what does that mean that all these bad things happen because of Menashe ben Chizkia? Mar Savar beglal Menashe sha'asa tshuva ve'in lo avad. That is because of Menashe, because on the one hand Menashe did tshuva while everyone else didn't, so he raised the standard. Mar Savar beglal Menashe delo avad tshuva. It was because of Menashe, because he didn't do tshuva and everyone else followed along. Okay. Amr v'yochim kolo omr Menashe in lo chilek lo mabba. Any person who says Menashe doesn't have a chilek mabba weakens the hands of the Bali Tshuva. The Tani, in other words, discourages Bali Tshuva. The Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, Menashe asa Tshuva, Shaloshim v'shalosh shanim. He did Tshuva for 32 years. Tichsiv, how do you know this? It says, Ben Shteim Mitzrei Shana, Menashe v'malchov v'chamishim v'chamishan malach v'yushalayim v'shem imo. I'm just reading it straight from the Pesukim. If you take a look at the pasuk on the side, I'll just read straight to, because that's where we're going to pull it out from. Ben Shteim Esrei Shana B'Menashe B'Malchov V'Chamishim V'Chamish Shana B'Malach B'Yerushalayim V'Shem Yimo Chetziba V'Yoshev V'Yivin Esabam Aser Shir Ibad Chizkiyo V'Viv V'Yokim Esbuchot L'Bal V'Yaz Ashira Kasher Asa Achav Melech Yisrael V'Yishtachu L'Chol Tzava Shvam V'Yavod Osam. Okay, so now let's just jump back in to the words that the Gemara zones in on. Okay. So again, the Tani Tana Kamed Rav Yochanan, Menashe asa tshuva shlosh m'shalosh shanim. He did tshuva for 32 years. Tichsev ben shtei mitzvei shana v'menashe malko v'chamishim v'chamish shana v'malach b'yushalayim v'yas asher dat v'yas asherah kasher asa achav melech Yisrael. So now you see that that the pasuk is equating the deeds of Achav with the deeds of Menashe. So of Kama Malach Achav, how long did Achav reign for? Esrin v'tartin shenin, for 22 years. Menashe Kama Malach, how long did he reign for? Chamisha v'chamesh, for 55. So we presume that it's for 22 years of the 55-year reign that Menashe was sinning just like Kasher Asa Achav. So Daminayu Esrin v'tartin, so take away 22 from the 55 years that he reigned. Pashalu talsin v'klas, so you were left with 33. Okay, fine. So now we have, what is it? I think it's three or four, four statements from Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. My dechsiv, what's this pasuk? How do we have it in our pasuk? It's, if you take a quick look, it's Vayispalo Leilav, Vayei Asir Lo, Vayishma Techinaso, Vayishivei Yushalayim Lachusa Vayei Menashe, Keshem Hu Elokim, and it's a little bit of a problem because we don't really have it that way, and they work on this a little bit. So, but we're going to interpret it the way that Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hu is presenting it. Vayishma Yilav Vayechtar Lo. So, Vayei Asir Lo Mibarle, it should have said Vayei Asir Lo. So let's just work with the way that it's presented. Malamit she'asal HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'min machteres berakiyah. So it shows you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made like a tunnel in the heavens. K'dei l'kabel b'tshuva m'bnei midas hadin. In order to be makabel him b'tshuva. Okay. V'amar v'yochan mishum rishum v'arachai number two. My dichsid, the rishus mamluchos yehoyakim ben yoshia. Okay, so just a quick background. This is in Lachim Beis at the very end, the last roughly six or seven prakim. I'm not going to speak up that much. But Chizki is the king, and he reigns, and that's the whole story with Sancheirib, right? Now, Menashe ben Chizkiah reigns, and that's the Menashe that we're talking about, and he's really, really bad. Then we have the story with Yoshiyahu HaMelech. He becomes the king. I mean, you can follow along. You can see where we are on the Malchus Yehuda side of this page. You just take a quick look. So we have Menashe ben Chizkiah, right? So we had Achaz, we had Menashe ben Chizkiah, and Menashe ben Chizkiah takes them. Then you jump down a couple, we have Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu, that's where we have the whole... We have Yoshiyahu HaMelech becomes king. He obliterates all the other tzar from the country. We have this story with the discovering the Sefer Torah and Chuldas Nevuah, like what we have in the beginning of Megillah. And Yoshiyahu has three sons. He has Yehoahaz, Yehoyakim, and Tzidkiah. Now, Yehoahaz reigns. And then we have Yehoyakim. Then we have Yehoyakim, who is the son of Yehoyakim. And then we have Tzidkiah. From the Pesukim, most of these people, except for Yehoyakim, were seen to be pretty bad people. Now, ultimately, we have Tzidkiah, who's reigning. He is the third son of Yoshiyahu. The Beis Hamikdash is destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. That's where we have the story also with Tzidkiah that we mentioned before, that they take him, they slaughter all his kids in front of his eyes, they blind him, they put him in shackles and take him to Babel. And then we have Gedaliah ben Achikam, who's the last final governor put in place, and that's where we have Gedaliah's assassinated, and that finally signifies that it's completely over. The Jews are in that history. Okay, so that's Ayin Shabbat. Okay, so now, Amar Yochan Mishum Shum Barachai. Ma'adichzid Bereshus Mamlechus Yehoyakim Ben Yoshiyahu. Ma'adichzid Uksid Bereshus Mamleches Tzidkiah. Now, what Rashi explains over here, that what's unique over here, is that if we wanted to just say that we're talking about the beginning of their reign, then it would have said, B'shan Rishon El Malchus or something. So why does it say in Bereshis Malchus? It sounds like this is like the first reign of something, but this is not the first time that you have somebody reigning. So what does the pasuk mean? So the Gemara explains, V'chi ad ha'idna lo havu malachim, were there not kings up until this point? So Ela b'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hafzer z'olam kulu l'tov v'vo b'shvil Yehoyakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to turn over the whole world to tov v'vo because of how bad Yehoyakim was. But then he took a look at his generation, and his das was cooled down. Who is Doro that it's referring to? So Rashi explained that this is referring to Acheresh Bamaska, right? Who were mentioned also, right, the Gemara in Gittin, where they gave tremendous shiurim, and then ultimately they ended up going into Gogs. So since Lamaska, they were still around, so they had not been exiled yet, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't turn the whole world to Tova. That the generation of Tzidkiah was so bad that he wanted to turn the whole generation to Tovavo. He took a look at Tzidkiah and he was cooled down. Okay, now Aga, by the way, there's an interesting Benariyot over here, that who else lived at the time? So, who lived at the same time as Tzidkiah? As Yirmiyahu Anavi, right? That was one of the terrible things, is that Yeshayahu was killed. And I think it was by Menashe, right? And then that was one of the terrible things. And Yirmiyahu is this really, really unpopular Navi who's constantly telling them the Nevuahs about how you guys really got to get your act together, and if you don't, you're going to be killed. And he's always fighting off like the Navi and Sheker that we had a few Dafim ago. He's always telling them, you guys got to change ways, and they're always saying, no, he's wrong, don't listen to that guy. And, okay. So that was one of the terrible things that we find by Tzidkiah, is that Yirmiyah has all these, he writes up these prophecies, and he has his Talmud, Baruch Benariah, they're supposed to read them over. And those prophecies are, right, Yirmiyah was writing from the jail, because that's where he was, and he writes them over, and those prophecies Tzidkiah burned. At least from the Pesukim, it seems that Tzidkiah was not such a good person. So the question is, so why is it Nistak B'Tzidkiah and Nistak B'Daito? What happened to Yirmiyah? So the Ben Yoda says an amazing thing, for all the guys who learned the first part, that the difference was is that Yirmiyah was a Yachid. Mashenken Tzidkiah was not just a Yachid, he was a Melech Yisrael. So he has a din that he's representing the whole Klal Yisrael. And once he's representing all of Klal Yisrael, so he can have tremendous impact. Okay. So Nistak B'Tzidkiah ben Skarav died. Okay, so B'Tzidkiah Nami Ksid by Yatzarav Hei Neshem. What do you mean that Tzidkiah was such a good king? It says beferish in the Pesukim that he did that was evil, that which was evil in the eyes of Hashem. So the Gemara says, no, shahayu b'yadu limchos v'lo micha. He didn't actually do evil. What it is that the people around him, the generation, were doing evil, and he could have put his foot down in it, and he didn't. Okay. So those are two statements so far from Yochum Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Now a third one. Avam Rav Yochum Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Ma'ay dechsev. What's this pasuk? Ish chacham nishpat. As ish evil, evil, v'ragaz v'sachak v'enachas. So this is a pasuk in Mishlei. Ish chacham, a wise man, nishpat, will judge as ish evil with a foolish man, v'ragaz, and be angry, v'sachak, and laugh, v'enachas, but there's no complacency. So what is this? So Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, ka'asti al-achaz, v'nasat v'yad malachi d'masak. Now as we know, if you take, I mean, you can take a look very easily. Like Achaz, which is right before Chizkiah, Achaz was Chizkiah's father, right? That's why we had the story before, that Achaz practiced Molech, right? And Chizkiah's mother saved him by smearing Chizkiah with Samandara, with this like dragon blood stuff, so that he wouldn't be burned by the fire, right? So, but the point is that Achaz was not good. So Ka'afil Achaz, I got angry at Achaz, when Asata Biyad Machi, the massacre, and put in the hands of that massacre, Zivech v'kiter l'Eloheim, but he shechted and offered ketores to their avodah zarah. Shinar's the Pelchik in the Reyamin says v'yizbach l'Elohei damesek hamakisbo v'yomer ki Elohei malchei aram heim ma'azmosam lahem azabeach, that the gods of malchei aram, they are the ones who are going to assist me, so those are the ones I'm going to shechtu v'yazrun, and they will help me. V'heim hayu lo la'achshilo, and ultimately they were just a stumbling block for him, who were called Yisrael. Okay, so on the one hand, I have ka'asti al-achaz. We also have sachakti im amatsya. And then I was happy with, or I was good to, amatsya. V'nasati malchi Edom biyado, and I put malchi Edom in his hand. Hevi Eloheihem v'shachulam, but he brought the Avodah Zarah, and he bowed down to them. Shenemar v'hi acharei, Bo amatsi mehakos es adomim, v'yave es Elohei b'nei Seir, v'yamidem lo l'Elohim, v'lefneihem yishtachave, v'lehem yikater. He would offer ketoros to them. Okay. So, what's the significance of this pasuk? Right, the point is that even doesn't make a difference how Kadosh Baruch Hu reflects himself to them, what kind of disposition he displays towards them, doesn't make a difference. Right, if you read it back in the pasuk Mishlei, ish chacham nishpat es ish evil, v'ragaz v'sachak, they'll have this disposition of kaz, and this disposition of sachak, v'enachas, but there's no complacency. It doesn't make a difference. They behave the same way regardless. So Amar Papa, Hani Darmiyachi, that's what people say, bachye le lemar, or leman, bachye le leman, delo, or v'lo yada, chaychi lemar, and again they change it, v'lo yada, v'ayle, and again, leman, delo yada, being talibish. Okay, so let's just go slow. Bachi le lamar, that he shows this disposition of that can arouse bechia. He can show this disposition that he's angry towards them. Vilo yada, and they don't know, they don't appreciate that disposition. Chaychi lamar, he can be smiling or laughing or being good to or having a positive disposition towards one person. Vilo yada, and he won't be aware, he won't appreciate what's going on. So, vayle leman deloyada ben tavavish. Woe is to the person who does not appreciate the difference between good and bad. In other words, not paying attention to the clues of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being good to you versus when he's upset with you. Okay. Vayavou kol sarei melech bavel, vayeshvu b'sha'ar hatovech. So this is talking about at the very end, during the reign of Tzidkiah, right? At the very end, when Tzidkiah, the last of the three sons of Yoshiyahu, that he is reigning at the time, and that's right during the period when we have the Asar Bateves, which leads into the surrounding of the walls, and then the breaching of the walls, and this is when the Melech Bavel are infiltrating the Beis HaMikdash. So it says, Vayivo kosari Melech Bavel, Vayeshvu b'shar ha-tovech. So what's this tovech thing? So Amr Yochan Nishum Rishon Baruch Hai, it's makom shemechatchen bo halachos. This is the place where they would cut halachos. In other words, Sanhedrin. Amr of Papa, Hainu Darmi Inchi, Ba'asra Dimarei Tala Le Zane, in the place, excuse me, where the master Tala Le Zane hangs his weapons, in other words, referring to Sanhedrin, Taman Kulva Raya Kolase Tala. Over there, Taman, over there, Kulva, like a knave, a not good person, Tol Kulva Raya, a lousy shepherd, Kolase, his jug, Tala. He hangs. In other words, that the Babylonians infiltrate and they set up shop in the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's weapons, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Sanhedrin resided. Okay. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Yom Yibar Abba, my dechsev, what's this pasuk in Mishlei? Al sedei ish atzel avarti, by the field of a lazy person, a lazy man I passed, al kerem adam chasar leiv, and by the vineyard of a person who is chasar leiv, vihine ola kulo kim sonim, and it was became spread with kim shonim, which are either thorns, is the loose translation, or spiderwebs, as we'll see. Kasu panav charulim, its face was covered with thorns. Vegeder avanav nehersa, and the fence of stones was smashed. So let's go through. Al sedei ish atzel avarti, by the field of a lazy man I passed. Who's that referring to? Ze achaz. That's referring to achaz. Why is that referring to achaz? Because he was chosin the Torah. She says he was mevatel avoda. So when you cause abstinence from something, we can associate that with atzel, with laziness. Valkarim adam chasar leiv, and by the vineyard of a person who is chasar leiv, ze Menashe. That's referring to Menashe, who we said before was erasing the shemos the askaras of Hashem, and that he smashed the mizbeach. Okay. Vihine ola kulo kim shonim, ze amon. That's amon. Kasu panav charulim, that his face was covered with thorns, with thickets. Ze Yehoyakim. That's referring to Yehoyakim. The gather of anav nehersa zet tzidki yahu shenecharav beis hamikdash bimav, and that makes sense, right? The stones were smashed. That's beis hamikdash. Okay. Va'amrim chizda amr yirmi bar abba arba kitos in mekabels pnei hashchina. Four groups of people are not going to mekabel pnei hashchina. Kat leitzim, kat shakranim, kat chanifim. Right? Those are the flatterers. Kat misaper lashon hara. Those who speak lashon hara. Kat leitzim dechziv mashach yado es lo tzitzim. That he pulled away his hand from those who are letzam. Okay. Kat shakranim dechsiv dover shkarim lo yikol neneginay not. Right, like we had before by Navos, that those who speak sheker are not cannot be established opposite me. Kat chanifim, the group of flatterers, dechsiv ki lo lefanav chanef yavo, that not before him is chanef going to come. Kat misapir loshen hara dechsiv ki lo kel chavetz rasha ata, you are not a king who desires wickedness. Lo yagorcha ra, that you would not allow wicked ra to live with you. So tzadik ata velo yeheb lo yiyeh b'magorcha ra. We're interpreting ra in this pasuk to be referring to those who speak ra, those who speak lashon hara. Okay. V'amr chizda amr yirmi bar abba madach siv. What's this pasuk? Lo seuna elecha ra'a v'nega lo yikrav bi'ahal lecha. So lo seuna elecha ra'a, that bad will not happen to you. Shalom yishlo behen or bacha yitzer harat. The yitzer will not be shulden on you. V'negala yigrab bi'ahal lecha. Shalom timatzi ishtacha safik nida b'sha'a shetavo menederach. That you won't find your wife to be a safik nida when you come home from the road. So why is it that we say specifically a safik nida? You're not going to find your wife to be a safik nida, not a vada nida. So Rashi explains, right, that like this is the difference between when you see something that's vada not kosher, or when you see something that has like a shaky hechsher on it, right? So if something is definitely not kosher, so that's hands off. But if something has like a semi-justifiable hechsher, so like, okay, so maybe not, if I'm hungry enough, so then it's kosher, right? So that's the same thing. You won't have this time. Okay. Davar acher, lo suhunei lecha ra'ah, that bad will not happen to you. Shalo yivatucha chalomus ra'im v'herhurim ra'im. Right, so you won't be scared of, you won't have these bad dreams or bad thoughts. V'negala grabi alecha, shalo yehe lecha ben o tamid, shemakdiach tafshilo rabin. You won't have a ben, a son or a tamid, who will burn his cooked foods in public. And if you read that this was taken out from the censor, that they bring down, that this is kigon, if you look at the hemshach of the sentence, kigon yeshu hanotzri. Okay. Ad kan bercho aviv. So up until this point, in that kapitel, we're going to go through a little bit of kapitel tzadi aleph in Tehillim. So up until that point, that's the bracha from the father. Kan ve'eloch bercho. So ima, here on, we have the bracha from the mother. What's the bracha? Ki malacha v'yitzav alach l'shmercha b'chol derechecha al kapayim yisu uncha b'chulei al shachal v'fesin tidroch. Al shachal is like a lion like we had before, v'fesin is a snake like a cobra. So al shachal v'fesin tidroch, that on a lion or a cobra you won't step. So ad kan b'chasrim. This is the bracha of the mother. Okay. Mekan v'eilach b'chasr shemayim. This is the bracha from Shemayim. What's that bracha? Ki v'icha shak. For in me he will desire, and I will redeem him. I will elevate him, for he knows he knew my name. He will call out to me, and I will respond to him. Imo anochi tzara, I am with him in pain. I will release him, and I will honor him. Okay, that's maybe one more small piece. So Amr Shem Lakash Madh said the Manabi Rasham Oran, Uzroa Rama Tishaver, and he will withhold from Rasham their light, and Uzroa Rama Tishaver, but Nema Ain Shabasham Tuluya. If you look in the Psukim, in the actual Ksav, the Ain is a little bit hanging over there. It's not on the straight line with the other letters. So why is it hanging? Kimich Nasa Adam Rosh Mamata. It's a play on the word Rosh, that if he's Nasa Adam Rosh, Milmata, that he's a Rosh above. Meaning he's a Rosh down below on earth, so then that's a Rosh Lomala. He becomes Rosh Lomala. Below Nechtavim Klal, and they're not, below Nechtavim Klal, so why don't you just not have it in there at all? Either because of the cover of David, Bechad Amar, Mishum Kvodo Shalnechemia Ben Chakaya. So either that it's not Noah Betzadikim, if you take a look at Rashi's, he says for Mishum Kvodo Shal David, Shein Hadar Noah Betzadikim, Dav Hailo Son Harbekim, and he had many enemies, so that's why he didn't want to completely eliminate it, or because of the enemies that Nechama ben Chakaya had, who also wanted him dead because he rebuilt the Beit Hamikdash. Okay, fine. So let's hold here, and Meretz Hashem will finish off tomorrow. All right.
What was the last point?
What is it?